Shloshim Yom Konu Achag. Let's talk about Siyata Deshmaya and Yoni Pesach. We have a Gemara Maseches Yevamos Perek Orel Dafayin Aleph, and the Gemara quotes a brayso. So we're discussing a case of Milas Zacharov Ma'akavto Milecho Pesach, that a person who has a ben Zachar, and the pasuk tells us in Parshas Bo in Shmos Perek Yud Beis that if you have a ben Zachar or an Eved and you don't give him a bris milah, then it's also you're not allowed to go ahead and eat the Korban Pesach. So the Gemara is searching for a case where people were right to eat the Korban Pesach b'shas the shechita, the taka was a shechita, but for some external reason they were not shayach to go ahead and partake to eat the Korban Pesach. What exactly is the case? Zok the Gemara Nayin Aleph from Beis and Yevamos or Avomer Kigon Shahayu Aviv Ve'imo Chavushim Beis HaAsurin Kigon. The dugma, the example is if a father and mother were locked up in jail, they were incarcerated, and therefore what? So Rashi of Fanot Rashi writes Alamokim as follows: Chavushin Meshas Asiyo. When it came to the Asiyo, the Korban Pesach, they were locked up in jail. They were incarcerated, and so why can't they now eat to the Korban Pesach? Because Mitzvahs Milu Metalas Aleihem Velo Alachirim. The mitzvah of giving their son a bris milah is incumbent upon them, and Zok Rashi, not on anybody else. And hey, meini necholu nasas es pischon, and they can't go ahead and now partake of the Korban Pesach because of this pasuk in Bo and Shmos Yud Beis. Milas banav ma'akavtum le'achav Pesach. They have a son who doesn't have a bris milah. So what happened? V'shochet shluchan aleihem. So the shaliach of the parents already shechted the Korban Pesach. V'ashmin and cross. So the pasuk is coming to be malame to teach us shem yotzu b'shas achila milas beno ma'akavto, that if they come out of jail b'shas the achila korban pesach on the night of yudalid, the mila of the son is ma'akev them from eating the korban pesach. The Oruch Lener derech agav parenthetically is bother l'chara, why'd you have to make an akimta of the parents being locked up in jail? L'chara would have been a little more simple to just say that the katan was locked up in jail. Since the katan was locked up in jail, that was the pashut, a reason why the parents couldn't give the son a bris milah upon him. One could say it's not a shriach, the katan's going to be in jail. Perhaps more shriach, parents are in jail, and therefore what? Milas beno ma'akavto. Frek the Marsha, let's again pay attention to the choice wording of Rashi. The Gemara's case was Rav Amar Kagon Shahayu Oviv Ve'imo Chavushim Beveis Asurit. And therefore the Gemara is telling us that both the father and the mother cannot be makriv, cannot eat the Korban Pesach, because they have a son, and the son is not gemal, doesn't have a bris milah. Says Rashi, since mitzvahs milu is matalas alehem velo alachirim, it's a coming upon say the father, say the mother, heinal oviv, heinal imo, and not on anybody else, and they can't make the Korban Pesach. That's the kraw, that's the pasuk teaching us that milas beno is ma'akev them in the eating on the Korban Pesach. Frek the marshon, the obvious kasha, v'yish l'tmoa, frek the marshon, the gemara. And Chirushi Alachas, v'yesh l'tmol l'chayu, we have a pliyadik et tmiya. Adoha isha eina chayevas limo l'espana. We know that a woman b'chalos, and I'm a chayevas to give her son a bris milah, to siv. O so, v'lo so, hakin amina parakam v'kirushim. Let's go to the Gemara. In Meseches Kedushin, the bottom of Chavtes Amad Aleph. And here the Gemara says, after the mission told us, Komitzes HaBen Alav, Anoshim Chayov, Anoshim Beturos, and we discussed that, what are the different mitzvahs that are incumbent upon a father. The Gemara then began by signing a braisa. First and foremost, what's listed in the braisa? That he has a chiyuv to give his son a bris milah. Fred the Gemara, mechitei silam olaminol, and the seva yamal avrim es yitzmano. Continues the Gemara. How do I know if there's no father that there's now a separate chiyuv on Beis Din, that Beis Din has to assume the responsibility to make sure that the child's going to receive a bris milah? Pasuk says, "Himo lachem ko zocher." I, what if there's no bris milah, even Beis Din doesn't carry it? So if the father doesn't do it and the Beis priest and doesn't do it. And of course, the Sefer Bris and all the Svarim Marmarich, they elaborate, is there a bezun derechiv, is there a separate chiv on a father to give a son a bris milah? Or does it really come down to one klonly is to kechiv that's chalam based in? And like the Sefer Makin writes, based in his lav davka, they just typically are the ones who assume the responsibility for carrying out the chiv that's mutol akol klal Yisrael. But it's lav davka, zokta flow, repinchas levi haru, it's Rabbi Yelachsam Sefer. And they say for Amakin and Kedushin, Samameila, a based in Zmachoyev. And what if there's no based in? Then he has to give himself a Bismillah. Hi, but what about the mother? Ihim in Olam Dula Machayva. How do I know that the mother's not Zmachoyev? Tehsiv, Kashotziva, Oso Elohim, Oso Veloso. See, even though it's in Vayomalov Rimisitz, but no, Mechitesi, to come Lafuke the Isha. It happened to be Matzias. Avram Avinu took the responsibility upon himself, and he gave his son Yitzhak a Bismillah. But Ihim in Olam Dula Machayva, how do I know that she is not obligated in the mitzvah to give her son a bris milah? Pasuk says, "Kasher Avram Avinu gave the bris milah to Yitzchak, Kasher Tziva, O so Elohim, O so velo so." He was mitzava dafka Avram, and not Sora. After all, it should have just said, "Kasher Tziva Elohim," as the Eibishter commanded Ella what by being margish. O so, from that the Gemara says, "O so velo so." You walk out of the Gemara Maskona, the Mil says, is a woman Mukhayevas in giving a bris milah to her son or not? Avadanish. If a woman's not Mukhayevas, frek the Marsha, how could Rashi tell me, Nitzas milah mutelas aleihem, and therefore they can't go underneath the Gemara Pesach? How can you say that? Can I mean a parakama Gedushin? Oh, so velo so, a woman is Petura. Zok the Marsha v'yishlomer dehacha, kevin de chayevas lasas Pesach, mitzvah nami alel lima bana. Since she taka has a chiyuv to do a Korban Pesach, she's obligated in the mitzvah Korban Pesach like every ish and isha is obligated. Memela mitzvah nami alel lima bana. She also now has a mitzvah to give her son a bris milah. Why? Temilas zachorim ma'akeves nami ba. Because having a zachor in your household, a ben zachor, who doesn't have a bris milah, that will hold you back, prevent you from eating a Korban Pesach as well. Tachanami milah savon ma'akeves ba. Kinamash parakech. We know that if a woman owns an Eved, she has something in her possession, and the Eved doesn't have a bris milah. The pasuk says on Parshas Bo, it's not only your son, you're avonim. Any kinyan, kaspo, any possession that you own, you have to make sure they have avonim also a gemalt. And if not, that'll be ma'akev, the woman from eating the Korban Pesach. So it's over here. So that's the Marsha's Kasha and Teretz. Lamaisa, one could have said, b'daychek, the Rashi just began because Rabbi's Lashon was, Rashi says Mutelas Aleim in the beginning of Rashi, but what's the choice wording at the end of Rashi's Dibra Maskil? Zot Rashi, Vashmina Kroshim Yotzu B'Shas Achilo Milas Bino Ma'akavto. Rashi L'Chari should have said Milas Bino Ma'akavto holds them both back. So it is interesting. It's Kilo Ushtikol Stira Rashi Minayimay. He starts out the Rashi by telling me that Mitzvah Mila Uz Mutalas Alayim, not just Mila Mitzvah Mila Mutalas Alav, it's Mutalas Alayim. It's a coming upon both the father and the mother, and not on anybody else. And then Rashi says Mamela Milas Bino Ma'akav. It should have been Mila's Benam Akavtom. So it's a shtickle stira even in Rashi. Akapon, the Marsha says, a huge chiddush. Look, the Marsha, you're right, the woman is not obligated to give her son a bris milah. But once she's taka obligated in the mitzvah Korban Pesach, and since there's a din in the Korban Pesach, that you can't eat the Korban Pesach unless your ben Zohar has a bris milah, now there's a new chiyuv, she has to give her son a bris milah, and if she doesn't, she can't eat the Korban Pesach. It's a peladik chiddush. Where's it coming from? The Yavetz, Rabbi Yaakov Emden and Zagos, Yavetz, Allah Tara, Allah Makom, on the Sugin Yavamasayin Aleph, says, I'll give you another teretz. He gives two teretz, and the first teretz of the Yavetz is that you're right, a woman is not obligated to do the Maisa Chaticha, to do the Etzem Pa'ula of the Maisa Bris, Vayomol Avram Esitzat, Benoka Shetziv, O Solo Kim, O Solo, so she's not Mukhayevus in the Maisa Chaticha, of the Maisa Mitzvah's Mila. But Avada, there are plenty of things that she can and she's obligated to take care of. She has to take care of getting the chaman, getting the hot water, the rechitza, she has to make sure to cleanse the child, she has to take care of the child. A similar svara, the famous Tosis writ. We have Tosis as Kasha and Kedushin. Chav Tesim and Aleph. Frek Tosis, what do you have to bring me a posa? Kasher Tzivo, so, 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 so. Frek Tosis, Vim Tomer, Lamali Kro. Tevigle Demitza, Seisha, Zongor, Shanimo, Bashmini, Lili, Dosim, and Ashamaturis. That's the whole ensuing sugi here from Chav Tes. that women are exempt from any mitzvah seishas on Gramal, the Kobo and the Abu Jaram, and rehearse all the different reasons offered why women are taka exempt from any positive commandment that's defined by set moments, by designated moments in time. So why do I need to go out and bring on exerce a kosev like we find very often in Shas? What do I need a posek to exclude a woman? I have a svara, I have a sugya mitzvah seishas on Gramal, Melo de Batur. So Taisus has his own terutzim. Zog Taisus Rin and many other Rishonim grapple with this kasha in the Gemara. Zog Taisus Rin, I'll tell you why it's not Aseishas on Gramal. What are you going to tell me? Because you can't do a mitzvah mila night. You're right, you can't do mitzvah mila at night. But you could take care of all the hachanas, all the preparations. And that's still a chelik of the maisa milo. So as long as there's a chelik of the maisa milo that could be done at night, that says it's not a classic mitzvah shizun gamah. There are still things to do at night. And all that, a woman can do also as a diyavit. A woman can also go in and take care of those preparations. Mela, since she has an obligation to be involved, and that chelik of the maisa milo, if she doesn't do that, she happens to be locked up in jail, but the maisa, if the upshot is she doesn't do that, no achana, she doesn't address the needs of ensuring and assisting that her son will have a bris milo, then altakibi ma'akev, it'll prevent her from eating the Karban Pesach. Now that's also shver. First of all, mechitesi l'chora, once I have a posa, kasher tzivo sevlo sal pastas, I'm excluding it from everything. Even the Taisa Sarit has only been mechanish that, nichlol encompassed in the husband's schiev, in the father's schiev, as he has to take care of the preparations to, and he can do that at night. Of course he can assign or ask his wife to take care of that for him, but that's not the chiev, mechitesi, it's mechidish. A woman l'chora is not the chiev, it's a mitzvah smilah, that's the pastas of the sugya. She's not obligated in any chelik of the maisa mila. Avada she cannot, and perhaps she's expected to help out, but you can't obligate her when the Torah just came along and said kasher tzivo sevlosa. And then we have a Yonah Selig. It's a wonderful small sefer. Unfortunately, a tragic story. Rav Yonah Karpilov, a huge Eloi in Europe, who was close with many of the Gedolei Europe before the war, and the Nazis, Yimach Shema Mezichram, they murdered this Eloi that many Gedolim said was Osilios Echami Gedolei Yisrael. Since Simulam and Gimelov, a Sefer Yonah Sile, he has a Ha'ara B'din Milas as a Chorabasi, it's a Pesach, and he takes us to this Sugya. Onzer a Sugya, our Sugya in Yavamasai and Aleph, brings the Marsha, Amai Chayeva Saim Limala Seben. We already were Mamait, we excluded the woman in Sugya Kedushin, Chavtesim and Aleph. So he says, let me give you a term. It's Venera. The Yesh Latarates. He doesn't bring the Sefer HaMakneh, but we saw the Gemara in Kedushin Chavtesim and Aleph, right when the lines got wide, the Gemara said, when there's no father, either there's no father around, or it could go and the father died, then there's an obligation now, that's incumbent, that's Mutalaban based him, to see to it that this child is Gemalt, that he has a bris milah. And the Sefer HaMakneh says that it's Lav Davka based him, who I didn't call Yisrael. Now, other Rishonim argue and say, no, it's Davka Chiyavan based him, but Lechayr of the Pasha Sakra, if you look at the blanket statements of the Pasha, Kimalachem Kozachar, that Tiger is speaking to Gantz Klai Yisrael, and says, I want you to make sure that every Yiddish in Neshama has a bris milah. Himalachem Kozachar, based him usually, is the body that carries out the Tzivuyim representing Gantz Klai Yisrael, but it's a Chiyav Lam. But he does bring the Ramban, and it's not just the Ramban and the Ritva. They're also bothered by this Kasha Mitzvah Seishas on Gramo. So they talk, have an interesting shock of Atariya. They also ask Taisha's Kasha, and they say in a Chanami, that'll exclude her from what? From the Chiyav of having a separate Chiyav like the father. I freaked the Ramban and Ritva, but put her into the Chiyav and based him. Kamash Vilan, Osev, Losa, even that she's exempt from. Clearly, the Makana is not learning like that. The Makana is learning the Maskon of the Milso. Everybody is Mechuyev and Himalachem Kozachar. So, Rav Yonah Karpilov and Yonah Silim Simulam and Gimel. You're right, the woman has no separate Chiyev, no Bazundar Chiyev to give her son a bris milah. But even though she has no separate obligation to give her son a bris milah, once the Gemara's Machadish that there's an obligation that's Mutalan based in, she is part of Klai Yisrael based in Zlavdavka. She also has a Chiyev. And the Fizav Shalomer, he has to go fight her. Why? Because even if you're going to tell me that she's included in Beis Din, if there's a Jewish child who doesn't have a bris milah, is Beis Din allowed to eat the Karban Pesach? Of course. The din of a son and not having a bris milah, preventing one from eating a Karban Pesach, is a din miyuchad on what? Milas Zacharov. It's by one mila zachor of makafto, but if it's not your zachor, your son, then Avali doesn't hold you back from the Karban Pesach. So it continues the Yonah Seelim of Fizayev Shalomer, then he granted Nismat Aimi din Chiyuvadav Lebet. Even though clapping every other Jew, I'm under the fact that this child doesn't ever miss, doesn't hold me and you back from eating Hakamar Pesach. So why is she different? That's only because it's not our son. Even though we said a woman is not obligated in giving a son a bismila. Ella what? She's obligated along with everybody in Klai Yisrael, like the Havamino, the Ramban, and the Ripro, like the Maskon, and the Sefer HaMakneh. Everybody is Mechuyim. I, but it doesn't hold me and you back, because this little Reuven Smith doesn't have a bismila. I, but Reuven Smith's mother, since Sof Kosof, it's her son, that will hold her back from eating the Korban Pesach. That's a Gevaldig Echidish. The dinner meat of Zachor was not stamped your son. It's your son upon whom you have a chiyuv. So if the mother doesn't have a chiyuv, mechi tesi, it's a gavaldig achidish. It's a good kasha. We have to answer up a shver Rashi. See, Yonasi Lam is machadish, that even though it doesn't hold me and you back when Reuven Smith doesn't have a bris milah, even though we also have a chiyuv, a woman has a chiyuv like everybody in Beis Din. And the Torah now is telling us that what? Since Sof Kol Sof Reuven Smith is Mrs. Smith's son, since it's Zachorov, and since she has a chiyuv, basically, even though they're not together, she doesn't have a separate chiyuv to give her Zachor son a bris milah, but she has the chiyuv based it, and it happens to be her son, a mela. That's really what Arashi means, that Mitzvah Mila Motelas Aleihem. It's a little bit fair, especially when Rashi is a Madgish. Mitzvah Mila Motelas Aleihem Volo Alachirim. Rashi seems to be saying there's some Din Miyuchad on Ovav Imo that's not on anybody else. It's a little bit fair to say now that a woman is going to be held back from Yom Pesach if her only Chiv is coming Machas the Chiv that's Mutal HaKol Yisrael. So how do we understand the Marsha? L'chayre Rav Yaakov Emden's teretz is shver. A woman's excluded. She's excluded. Yonasilim's a little bit shver. L'chayre we have the Marsha, but the Marsha is a gevaldig achidish. So what's the hezbo l'chayre in the Marsha? L'chayre, what do you see from the Marsha? And I saw afterwards that Rostomrach writes a similar idea in his Mo'odim Azmanim and Chela Gimel Simon Reish Lamed Aleph. Avada, the Marsha is not suggesting that there's a chiyuv of a mother to give a son a bris milah. There's no chiyuv. She's exempt. Kedushin chavtesim and aleph. Siva oso, oso v'lo oso. Ela wat, zot the Marsha. And now that she has an obligation to bring a korban pesach, there's a new din. And that's neschanish al yedei, the gezeiros hakosev and parshas bo. Once the Torah comes along and says that in order to eat a korban pesach, you have to make sure that all your avadim and all your children have a bris milah, ain't a chanami, it's not a din of milah. It's the din milah we already excluded. We came lafuge the mother, kasher tzivo savlosa, and like the Ramban and like the Ritva, mitzah seishas on grandma takes the woman and a chiv and call Yisrael. I'm sorry, mitzah kasher tzivo, so is what? That says she has no sever chiv. I maybe a chiv and call Yisrael, you can work out the mitzvah she's on grandma and the pasuk. In the end of the day, she's not mechayevus. Zok the marsha gemaldig achidish that nichlol included in the gezeiros hakosev of korban pesach is in order to eat a korban pesach, you have to see to it that all your children, all members of your household, have a bismillah. And if the children in your household don't have a bismillah, you cannot eat a korban pesach. It's a chidish. And the gzeres hakosev of korban pesach, hanu din of korban pesach, writes a stormuch after quoting the marsha, hari mavur midvar demarchodesh. Da'av shein yishim uchiyevus libo bana. Even though we walked away from kedushin, that granted a woman is not at all obligated in giving a bris milah to her son. Mikamalkum still and all, iratzon alakar pesach uchiyevus. If her will is she wants to eat in particular korban pesach, now she is taka obligated. Ubir devar v'nira shein ha'ikur b'korban pesach zemikoach achiyev kloli limo. It's not noveya. It's not emanating forth because there's a separate chiyuv out the dine mila shabo. The ishainim chiyemus ba'am olimo mano. It's coming me dine korban pesach. However, korban pesach chovas mila hechshel korban pesach mavana chiyuv ba'am. There's a chiyuv that says you have to give your sons a bris mila. Now there's a new chiyuv that says you have to eat a korban pesach. One of the dinim in eating a korban pesach is you have to be machshi yourself first. The hechsher to eat at korban pesach is everybody in your household, both the avodim and the bonim, must be gemalt. And if they don't have a bismillah, you can't eat the korban pesach. The answer, my korban pesach, siva l'chayiv Adam Amila's Bona Vavodov, Halachain, and therefore Isha. After Baal Ma'inim Chayevas Limbo Bonami Kamakom, Irat Sonal Hakar Pesach Tzui Chalimalas Bonal Lahashir Karma. If she wants to eat a Karma Pesach, it's Nichol and the Dinim Karma Pesach. Now, with this, Marsha, we can answer up the Kasha of the Midchas Chinuch. Midchas Chinuch is bothered with the Smag. The Chinuch and the Ramam and Rav Rishonim learn that when you have a pasuk that says called Ben Echar, that you have a goy can eat a Karma Pesach. So writes the Smag based on a Mechilta, who is the Tzivoy going on? L'chorah the Pashtus is what? If you have a goy that you know, you're now allowed to feed the Karma Pesach that you shechted, that you can't give it to a goy. L'chorah is going on you. Are the Tzivoyim of the Torah, are the mitzvahs of Torah going on Goyim? Torah's not talking to Goyim. Torah's talking to me and you. Torah's telling me what? Like the Chinuch, like the Ramam, and Rav Rishonim, you can't feed the Karma Pesach to a Goy. It's a separate chiv that a Goy can eat. The Rishonim discuss, I'm Echitesi, a Goy can eat from any carbon. Why do I have a separate dinner? You can't make Karma Pesach. Hakoponim, that's the pashas and pasach. But writes the Smagno, it's a chiv, a mitzvah on a Goy. A Goy is not allowed to eat a Karma Pesach. And the Tosfos Rosh also in Yevam Asayin Aleph Amid Aleph learns that's called Ben Echol Yochabo. There's a mitzvah on a guy who can't eat a Karma Pesach. Frek the Rosh. So why is it not listed in the Zayin Mitzvahs Menei Noach? The whole sugya in the Separekah Sanhedrin. It's not seven mitzvahs, eight mitzvahs. We have another mitzvah. Another mitzvah is a guy is not eating a Karma Pesach. Frek the Mitzvahs Chinuch on the Smag in Mitzvah Yitzayin. If the Smag is writing based on his understanding in the Mechilta, then the Posek is being mazir, not to me and you, that we can't feed a guy. But it's an Ashora that's going on the guy himself. Frek the Mitzvahs Chinuch. How could it be going on the guy? Why is it not mitzvah number 8? After you have Avram and Achai. So you're talking about in Yoni Achid, besides Al Beis Gimel Dalet and the big three, Gilar Isa, what is Rosh Chaykh's Dhamim? Avram and Achai Berkas Hashem. Gezel Adinim, so why not end number 8? The guy can't eat a Karma Pesach. That's the Kasha Mechaschin, and that's the Kasha Tosfos Rosh asks on himself. El Lachaira what? We have a good teretz, and Rav Gifter and Pitei Minchal Mechaschinah says something similar. Like the Marsha, it's very good shmak. That ain't a chanami, a goy is musar that he can't eat a Karma Pesach. Not because there's a separate din that a goy can eat a Karma Pesach. It's out the din Karma Pesach, and a goy is no shaykhs to that. Meaning what? There's a mitzvah called Karma Pesach. A din of prat and dine Karma Pesach is that a goy is not allowed to eat it. Not because there's a separate chiyuv that says a goy has a separate asara, that a goy cannot eat a Karma Pesach. Just like a woman has no chiyuv to give her son a bris milah. You want to eat a Karma Pesach? A new din that's an astonish, and the din of Achidus Karma Pesach is that if you want to eat a Karma Pesach, you better make sure that every son you have has a bris milah. A goy doesn't have to eat a Karma Pesach. If a goy wants to eat a Karma Pesach, none else the din of that are mechuyavim on a goy. Out the din of the Chiddush and Karma Pesach. Karma Pesach says a goy can't eat me. That's it. That's a new din. It's not going to be listed as a separate one of the asharas that's miyuchad on a goy. Mamela, it's not listed as mitzvah number 8 and the Zion, which perhaps should have been ches mitzvahs b'nei Noach. Hakoponim, that's the Marsha, and that's lachayru the Havana in the Marsha. And in lachayru, it's a little bit shver. What exactly is this Indian? And now the Marsha is coming from a Shver Rashi. Al-Khara, the only way we could explain why the son would hold a mother, not just the father, and why hold the mother back from eating a Karma Pesach, Azok the Marsha, it's not a din in Dine Milo, it's a din in Dine Karma Pesach. You don't want to eat a Karma Pesach of a Seder. You have to. If you don't need the Karma Pesach, Chayav Koris. The Dinim, the Gezeirah Sakosa, Karma Pesach says, if you want to eat me, you better make sure to go ahead and have your children and your avodim have a Karma Pesach. Where's that coming? How do we understand? And the Olam HaMachshava, such a Yisod, such an Inyan, that the Torah's Machanish, that Nichol and Dinah Karma Pesach is a new stipulation, that you have to ensure that everybody in your household has a bris milah. Where's that coming from? How do we have a Havana and such a mitzvah? Kasha number two. We know that in order to get out of Mitzrayim, Abishur says, I'm going to give you mitzvahs. And what are the mitzvahs? We're holding a Memtah Shari Tuma. Taino, the Malachi Shari, Salolo of the Abadazar, Alolo of the Abadazar, Elawad, we had Dam Milo, and Dam Kamar Pesach, and they were Murav and Bahadadi, they were intermingled, and he sprinkled them on the mezuzah. Misposesses with the Maya Chai, like we say to Bris Milo, we mention Kamar Pesach by the Bris Milo. And when we have Lil Seder, we talk about the Mitzvah, Yitzias Mitzrayim. In order to get out of Mitzrayim, we needed two things. We needed number one, Mitzvah Milo, and number two, we needed the Mitzvah of Akrovas Karma Pesach, and that needs a beer. Frek the Maral in his Gur Aryeh and Parshas Bo. Why Davka these in Yonim? What's that all about? Abish Torah has 613 mitzvahs. And it's not just 613. Amal Chalkis Rishonim writes of Avram Achi Agra. At the outset of his wonderful Sefer Maulos HaTorah, the Machlokes Smag and the Ramban and the Rambam and the Chinuch, what are the 613 mitzvahs? They're arguing, what are the 613 mitzvahs Ikarios, the primary fundamental mitzvahs? But of other, there are thousands upon thousands of mitzvahs. And you might have 5, 6, 10 mitzvahs included in one category, the Rambam Raival. There's one basic mitzvah, and subsumed under that one rubric, one general heading, you might have myriad other mitzvahs. Hakoponim, they're arguing, what are the 613 basic mitzvahs? Out of all Tayyag mitzvahs, which are really thousands, Avishur says, you want to get out of Mitzrayim when you're holding by Memtah Shari Tumo, there are two essential mitzvahs that you must perform, and it's not stam, two independent, two mutually exclusive mitzvahs, because you see, Mitzvah says this in the Ma'ayich, you see that there's an Indian to be Ma'arev, to mix the two mitzvahs, to mix the blood of Mila into the blood of Karan Pesach. That means what? They're not to be viewed as two stam independent mitzvahs. It's kilo one, a general mahalich of the dam Mila and dam Pesach behadodi. What's that all about? When Nafka Mila and Pesach have all the other mitzvahs of Torah, so I frek the Maral and Gor Aryeh. In addition, we have a fascinating Targum Yonasim and Azil. Parshas Yisro Perk Yitzas Posik Dalit. Torah writes, Atam Reisim Asher Asisim Mitzrayim, I will carry you on the wings of eagles. Famous Adyonis of Nazil, perhaps one of the best known Adyonis of Nazil. You know from the singing in the beginning of Megillah, he was with Megalas, Sisrei Torah, Vachulei, Akarish Ruch, who says in his Gazeya, Oretz, Dalameyas, Parsa, Dalameyas, Parsa, who's revealing, who's disclosing all these secrets? Listen to this Targum Yonis, Targum Amiuchas, to Yonis of Nazil. He says, "Alfin chamisin yusu amadi avodas lematzoyi tadas yaschal alnonin hekal gafin ishun repelusin." I took that of Ram says, and I carried you on the wings of eagles. And where did I bring you? Vavelas yaschon. I was mobile eschem. I brought you. I led you. Laaser beis mukdasha to the mokum hamikdash and hamaria. Lameva taman pischo mu leli asivas yaschon repelusin and mitalman krivas yaschon ofen araisi. As the Perush Yonasan explains on the Targum Yonasan, Avishur carried us on anon. On the wings of eagles, and he brought us to Haro Maria to the big Mokum HaMikdosh, and he had us be Makar of the Karan Pesach and the Mokum HaMikdosh. After we were Makar of the Karan Pesach there, HaKadosh Baruch Hu flew us back miraculously. We went back to Mitzrayim, and then we left to Mitzrayim that same night. Now we know that Yavashtar is always Mamait Benisim, Ramban at the beginning of Parshas Noach. How in the world could the Teva be Kolel all the Brias, everything that they had in the Teva, even with 120 hours in the Shayach to encompass therein all the animals, people, food, b'cholei? How and what? David Shoyin Chami could have said, Noach, build the shoebox and have all the animals go in. No one ever said, the famous Neshav Parakei of Ovis. Avadetz Lamaila Ben Amokim, Megillah Yudam and Beis, the Mokim Oren, Eno Tofes Mokim, Eno Ben Amidah, doesn't take up any space. Elawat, David Shoyin is always Mamaid Benisim. I'm going to be in Machai, another Hashem point this out. You know, Hashem doesn't do miracles unnecessarily. What did I need this miracle for? But we had it. Keilu, it's a din and karma pesach. You have to be makarvid davka by the Mount Mikdash. Why this special adgosha that would warrant such an incredible miracle to bring us the 90th Yisrael miraculously to Eretz Yisrael, Har Maria, be makarvid karma pesach on the Mizbeach, and then take us back to Mitzrayim, and only then take us out. What's Pshat? How writes the Maral as follows. The Maral says, Gur Aryeh, that the reason it's davka these two mitzvahs, that's because the first thing you need to do, Peshas the Yetziras Ha'am, you're becoming a new nation. It's the latest Ha'am, as we see throughout the Nevi'im, and when the Mesiaches, when they refer to the Yetziras Mitzrayim, and this was the formation of a new nation in the world. And what's the first thing you have to do if you have a new nation? Just like you have the Golem, you have a flag. We have to have a stamp that says, to whom do we belong? We belong to the Eibishter. The same with that other nations might make marks. Or if you want to show that your sheep, your cattle, your livestock belong to you, what do? You brand them with a branding iron. Writes the Chizkuni and the Sfarno Parshas Lech Lecha when they discuss the Bris Milah of Avraham Avinu. What's a miyuchad about the mitzvah Bris? Bris is, like the Sefer HaChinuch as Ma'arech Mitzvah Beis, is embedding into the guf, into the physical anatomy, the chelak aguf. You're branding yourself with a mark, with a chaisen that says, I belong to the Eibishter.
register. I belong to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We all give ourselves a mark that says, what? I'm an eved to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I'm going to brand myself. I belong to God. How do we brand ourselves? We make a change etching into our physical anatomy that says what? We belong to Eved. And Dafka in the reproductive area, which is our creative ability, we mark ourselves that say we belong solely to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Once you do that, it's very nice. So what does that mean? I'm an eved. I'm an eved to Hashem. You take your avodim and you give a sign. You either pierce their ear, you give them a number. These avodim belong to me. These sheep belong to me. We say we belong to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Everyone has a sign. Bris Milah. Chizkuni Sforno Lach Lacha Maral Gorari Parshas Bo. Very nice. You're an eved. What does that mean? To be an eved, it's a thing about Christianity. Christianity is ridiculous. What's Christianity? Whatever you want in the world, and as long as you profess your belief in Yashka, Yemach Shemo V'Zichro, and Yeshua knows me, that's it. Then you're good to go. It's ridiculous. Do whatever you want in life. Rav Mordechai Becher was once stopped by a Christian missionary on the street, and the missionary says, "Excuse me, Rabbi." I says, "Do you believe in Yashka?" He says, "Of course I don't." Well, I'm going to believe in Yashka. Of course, it's too old. Had a rebbe. You never like to call him. Even you used to call him Jesus crackers. Jesus crackers. So one boy said in the class, "Why don't call him Christ Krispies?" Without pronouncing the T. Obviously, Christ Krispies, Jesus crackers. He's Yeshua. I don't see the Maril writes. And as Chelek HaMenhogim, the Maril even says, you know why he's Yeshua Notzri? Not because he's Yashka from Nazareth. Everyone says Immaculate Conception, Virgin Birth. He was born of Virgin Mary. No, where Magish we emphasize is Yeshua HaNotzri. He's Notzar, created and formed like every Tom, Dick, and Harry. That's why it's called Yeshua HaNotzri. So what's the bar? He was stopped. He says, of course not. He says, let me ask you a question. He says, have Hitler Yamach Shemo right before he committed suicide, if he professed his belief in Yashka, where is he? Oh, then he must be in heaven. And what about the 1 million innocent children slaughtered by the Germans, Yamach Shemo Mizichrom, and the Holocaust? Where are they? If they didn't believe in Yashka, they're in hell. He says, I'd rather be in hell with those 1 million innocent, beautiful children than to be in heaven with the Hitler. The whole thing's ridiculous. Yiddishkeit demands what? An avoda. You can't just say, you have to do an avoda. You can't just be, mark yourself as an eved. Zuk tomorrow, then you have to do what? Bring a karmen. A karmen is a krova. That's a maisa karmen. I do an act of avoda. That's the makam avoda. You have to do an act of avoda. You have to search. But why dafka karmen pesach? So we don't have time to go into the Meshach Chochmah. There's a Meshach Chochmah in Chukas. Now writes a Parak Yutzas Pesach Chav. We have a Pesach that talks about a Tamei Meis who goes into the Mishkan and he's Chayiv Karis, and a Tamei Meis who goes into the Mikdash and he's also Chayiv Karis. So in that context, the Meshach Chochmah Meir Simcha says, you have two types of Karis. One is a Karis of getting cut off from the Jewish people, and one is a Karis getting cut off from God. Karis means cut off, it's the worst punishment. But there are two aspects. One is, you can have someone who's cut off from Yisrael, which is Shaykh to the base of Mikdash, which brings Chai Yisrael together. And then you can have someone who goes into the Mishkan, before we got to Eretz Yisrael, before we had the whole din of Chai Yisrael, Ravens of Azeb, you can have someone who gets Karis cut off from a Kaddish Baruch Hu. The thing is, why are there two and only two mitzvahs to say that bring with the Chai of Karis? Two mitzvahs to say out of all the time mitzvahs, Mila and Pesach. L'chayr is very gishmak. What is Mila? Like the Maral, Mila says, I'm an Eved Hashem. I belong to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. If you don't give yourself a bris Mila, you're Chayav Karis. You never professed that you're an Eved to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Mila, you're going to be Nichrus. You're cut off. You have no Shaychus to what? To your relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's one aspect of Karis. Like the Meshach Chochmah delineates in Parshas Chukas. Then you have Din of Kol Yisrael. What's Karan Pesach? So you have a bris Mila. You didn't need a Karan Pesach. What's the Karan Pesach all about? Karban Pesach is eden beknufya. It's kekarban seber dummies like the Gemara Masechet. It's a dinner. Etzel Nusish Berubro writes the Maral in his Drosh and Shamsa Gadol. You can't break any bones. Why? Because it represents shleimus. Everyone in class has got to be together. What's slave? Don't lose any of the juices. Everything is there. Only karban you can't break a bone. You got to eat everything, and you got to eat it as a chabura. You got to eat it beknufya. Keilu like a karban seber. Everyone's together. Why? Because like the Maral, it's an actus. It's about bringing class all together. If you don't need a karban Pesach, what are you being megal? You don't want to be part of Klai, so Mela brings with it a Chiv Koris. A Chiv Koris not from getting cut off from the Eibishter. You're already out of Bris Mila. You belong to Eibishter. But you don't want to be part of the Jewish people. You don't want to join with others in a Karan Pesach. You're cut off from everybody else. The Chero, two minutes to say Koris, two aspects of Koris. Mila represents, don't do it, you're Nichras from your relationship with God. You never announced yourself, branded yourself as a proud Eved Habore. And if you didn't eat the Karan Pesach, you say, very good, I belong to God, but I don't want to have any Shaykhs to Klai. So those are the two minutes to say. Now it's very Gishmak to Marshal. Why are these two bloods mixed in? Why is there a new Gezeris HaKasev that if you have children, you have a son, What's the chiddush akra? You want to get to eat a korban Pesach, but you have a son who doesn't have a bris milah. It's a stira b'nei abeit to what the Pesach's all about. Because lafid the Moreno, the whole yesod of a korban Pesach is bringing clients all together. If you're not interested in bringing your son together, then it's felt it's deficient in the etzem maisa korban Pesach. The whole yesod of the maral and his drosh hashem segodah is bring clients all together. If you have a son in Eved who's not gemal, that's the chiyav akra. Then even a woman, because it shows the woman's not interested in being ma'achi klaisol. Well, that's why a woman can't eat. It's a steam and a you want to eat the Karman Pesach, then you have to tap into what? To the whole lineage of being Ma'achek Klaisol. You're not Ma'achek Klaisol, you can't eat a Karman Pesach because that's a din in the etzim yeson what a Karman Pesach is all about. Zog the Tanya Yonah Sumanazi, you want to eat a Karman Pesach, you can't eat it here. It can only be Shaykh and a Mokum, that's Ma'achek Klaisol. Like the Meshach Chochmo, until you have Aris, which is only once you get into Tertzol, it's not Shaykh to talk about Akhtus. Amela Zog the Tanya Yonah Sumanazi, a lot of Avis Jr. needs to give us a miracle. You can't be Ma'achek Karman Pesach Chutzor, it's a steam and a the whole yeson. The conversation is bring everyone together. We're not together in Chutz Laaretz. So only me, Kamchay, so get Elchem Aretz. Dafkin and so, Mela Abishra had to make a miracle, Kaviyachol, to bring us to Eretz Yisrael. Dafkin and so, we all shed to the Karma Pesach. And that's why they're together, because they're Hombaha telling you they're interdependent. You want to eat a Karma Pesach, you have to be Gemel. Without a Bris Mila, it's a Stirim and AMA. What does it mean, bring everyone together? Bring who together? A guy is no Shaykhis, Benichol, no Yochabo. A guy can't eat a Karma Pesach because he's Mufkul the Gamri. The whole Indian is being Machid Klai Yisrael. La Fuki Sharomos, we alone are together as one. Who's alone? Only once you already announced yourself as a Neven Hashem. If you didn't give yourself a bris milah and you're not the Neven Hashem, that's not shaykh to include you in the avoda of the Akhtas of Achilas Karan Pesach. Mele, we understand the Mashal, we understand the Tengnas of Nazil. To get out of Mitzrayim, what do you need? You need to show I belong to an Abishur number one, and I'm going to do the avoda and not for the avoda Karan Pesach, which brings us together, Biyachad. Once we're together with the Abishur, and then piggybacking on that, we're together one with the other, then and only then can we run a Mitzrayim, Mishkayach, Kutanach, and a Hoshur and Pesach up ahead of us.